Hello, this is Joe McGee. Welcome to our podcast. Make sure that you subscribe and please share the podcast with your friends. That is the number one way you can help us reaching people with God's love and healing. We love you guys. Hope you enjoy the podcast.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Through the Bible with Joe McGee, where we're going from Genesis to Revelation in chronological order as it happened. Today we're in the book of Deuteronomy, which is a great book. They've made several great movies about this. We're in chapter 32. I'm reading from the New Living Translation. It's the history of what Israel was doing, what they did, what they're going to do, because God read their mail. So, verse 1 of chapter 32 of Deuteronomy. Listen, O heavens, and I will speak. Hear, O earth, to the words I say. Let my teaching follow you like rain. Let my speech settle like dew. Let the words fall like rain on tender grass, like gentle showers on young plants. I will proclaim the name of the Lord. Our glorious is our God. He is the rock. His deeds are perfect. Everything he does is just and fair. How is a faithful God who does no wrong? How just and upright is he? But they have acted corruptly toward him. They act so perversely. Are they really his children? They are a deceitful and a twisted generation. Is this the way they repay the Lord, you foolish and senseless people? Isn't he your father who created you? Has he not made you and established you? Remember the days long ago? Think about the generations past. Ask your father and he will inform you. Inquire of your elders and they will tell you. When the Most High assigned the lands to the nations, he divided up the human race. He established the boundaries of the peoples according to the number of his heavenly count. For the people of Israel belong to the Lord. Jacob is his special possession. He found them in a desert land, in an empty, howling wasteland. He surrounded them and watched over them. He guarded them as he would guard his own eyes, like an eagle that rouses her chicks and hovers over her young. So he spread his wings to take them up and carried them to safety on his pinions. The Lord alone guided them, and they followed no foreign gods. He let them ride over the highlands and feast on the crops of the fields. He nursed them with honey before the rock, olive oil from the stony ground. He fed them yogurt from the herds and milk from the flock, together with the fat of the lambs. He gave them choice rams from Bashan and goats, together with the choicest meat. You drank the finest wine made from the juice of grapes. But Israel soon became fat and unruly. The people grew heavy, plump, and stuffed. They abandoned the God who made them. They made light of the rock of their salvation. They stirred up jealousy by worshiping foreign gods. They provoked his fury with undetestable deeds. They offered sacrifice to demons which are not God. The gods they had not known before. The new gods only recently arrived. The gods of their ancestors who had never feared. You neglected the rock who had fathered you. You forgot the God who had given you your birth. The God saw this and drew back, provoked to anger by his own sons and daughters. He said, I will abandon them. Then see what becomes of them. They are a twisted generation, children without integrity. They arouse me jealously by worshiping things that are not God. They have provoked my anger by these useless idols. No, I will rouse the jealousy through people who are not even a people. I will provoke the anger of the foolish Gentiles, for my anger blazes forth like fire and burns like the depths of the grave. It devours the earth, devours all of its crops, ignites the foundations of the mountains. I will heap disasters upon them and shoot them down with my arrows. I will weaken them with famine, burning fever, deadly disease. I will send the fangs of the wild beasts and poisonous snakes that glide in the dust outside the swords of the that would bring death. And inside, terror will strike both young men and young women, both infants and the aged. I would have annihilated them, wiped them out, even the memory of them, but I feared the taunt of Israel's enemies, who might misunderstand and say, well, with our own power we have triumphed. The Lord has done nothing with this. But Israel is a senseless nation. The people are foolish, without understanding. All that they were wise could understand this. All that they might know their fate. How would one person chase 1,000 of them? Two people put 10,000 to flight, unless the rock had been sold them, unless the Lord had given them up. But the rock of our enemies is not our rock, as they even recognize. The vine grows from the vine of Sodom, from the vineyards of Gomorrah. Their grapes are poisonous. Their clusters are bitter. The wine is venom of serpents, deadly poison of cobras. Lord says, I am not storing up these things, sending them away from my treasure. I will take revenge. I will pay them back. In due time, their feet will slip. Their day of disaster will arrive, and their destiny will overtake them. Indeed, the Lord will give justice to his people, and he will change his mind about his servants. When he sees their strength gone, no one's left slave or free, then we'll ask, where are their gods, their rocks that they fled to for the age? Where are their refuge? Where are now these gods who ate fat of the sacrifices, drank the wine of the offerings? Let those gods arise to help you. Let them provide you with shelter. Look now, I am he. There's no other God but me. I am the one who kills and gives life. I am the one who wounds and heals. I am the one who can be rescued from the powerful hand. Now I raise my hand to heaven and declare, as sure as I live, when I sharpen my flashing sword, you know, you got to think about that. When I sharpen my flashing sword and begin to carry out justice, I will take revenge on my enemies. I will repay those who reject me. I'll make my arrows drunk with blood, and my sword will devour flesh, the blood of the slaughtered and the captives and the heads of the enemy leaders. Rejoice with him, you heavens, and let all God's angels worship him. Rejoice, all you people, you Gentiles, and let all the angels be strengthened in him, for he will avenge the blood of his children. He will take revenge against his enemies. He will repay those who hate him and cleanse his people's land. So Moses came to Joshua, son of Nun, recited the words of the song to the people. When Moses had finished reciting all these words to the people of Israel, he asked, take to heart the words of warning I have given you this day. Pass them on as command to your children, so they may obey the word of the Lord or these instructions. These instructions are not empty words. They are your life. By obeying them, you will enjoy a long life, and the land you will occupy them. You will cross the Jordan. Then it says this in verse 48. That same day, the Lord said to Moses, go to Moab to the mountain east of the river and climb the Mount Nebo, to which across from Jericho, look across the land of Canaan, which I am giving the people of Israel as their own special possession. Then there you will die on a mountain. You will join your ancestors. Genesis, Aaron, your brother, died in Mount Hor, and join his ancestors. For both of you betrayed me with the Israelites at the waters of Meribah and Kadesh in the wilderness of Zin. You failed to demonstrate my holiness to the people of Israel there. So you will see the land from a distance, but you will not enter the land I'm giving to the people of Israel. And that's the close of it. So what did God do? He told them what he was going to do, why he was going to do it, and how it was going to end. Now, in the end, he was going to bring his people back, but they're going to go through a hard time. He said, you rejected me. The people of the world know about you. I made you famous and I brought you out of Egypt. I split the Red Sea. I drowned the entire Egyptian army. Everybody knows about you. Why would you turn on me? Why would you think you could save yourself? You could never save yourself. I saved you. I blessed you. I redeemed you. I protected you. Pillar of fire, a cloud of smoke. I'm the one that did all that. Why would you think for a second you could take credit what only I can do? You know, one thing I realized years ago when I was teaching the Bible, God is a jealous God. God forgives all kinds of sin. He is a redeemer. He's loving. He's forgiving. But God is a jealous God. He does not like to be rejected. The one thing that makes God angry is when he gives his word and you don't believe it. When we choose to not believe the word of God, that makes him mad. And so going through Deuteronomy, you realize, when did God get mad? When they chose to not believe his word. whenever they believed his word, they were blessed, they were prosperous, they were healthy, they were wealthy. But when they did not choose, they chose on their own. No, we choose to worship another idol. We're going to make one of our own. We're going to make a gold calf. When they chose to do that, God got angry. So it's a terrible thing to fall into the hands of an angry God. So it's good to read through Deuteronomy and realize what makes him happy. What makes him mad? I used to tell my own kids, do what makes God happy. Let's be willing and obedient. Therefore, we will eat the good of the land. With long life will he satisfy us and show us his salvation. Length of days in one hand and riches not on the other. God wants to have a long, prosperous, healthy life so that others will ask us about the hope that's in us. And we can say, well, it's Jesus, nothing but Jesus and all Jesus. Guys, thanks for listening today. Tune in next time when we go through the Bible. God bless, guys.
Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God can do in your life. It's got a great future for you and your family. We're here to help you get there. Please make sure you visit Joe McGee Ministries on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. There you find all of our Friday funny videos and other encouraging resources for you and your family. While you're at it, be sure to visit joemcgee.com. We have all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.